Jamie, do you currently have a meeting set up to talk to this person, or do you have to construct that?
Yeah, so the meetings are kind of constructed at this point. So the process is if a person gets a corrective action, they can grieve it. And there's a step one grievance in which the manager replies after the meeting. There's a step two in which the HR rep replies. And then there's a step three in which a different HR rep and a different union rep will look at the case like independently and see if it's can be resolved. Otherwise, it could possibly go to arbitration.
Okay, very good. So you're getting ready, it sounds like you're getting ready to walk into step three.
Yeah, so I'm kind of my part in it is probably over at this point in terms of the next step. They may come to me to ask more questions. We investigated the case, that sort of thing. But you know, the kind of threw the entire meeting off the rails, and it's like I tried to do the labeling and the mirroring and all that, but I was kind of at a loss at that point as to where to go from there.
Yeah, that's it. That's yeah, this is a tough one. And one of the things that I'm not a huge fan of with any kind of bureaucracy type is the layers of red tape that they start putting between the two people that actually have the issue to separate them as opposed to allowing them to work it out. Similar to kind of what Catherine was talking about, right? She's there's more degrees of separation between her and her counterpart because of the situation. And you're dealing with a similar thing. And I worry about once it gets too far, if there's so many degrees between us that it's almost impossible to come back.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I would imagine that's how it feels. So, the first thing that I personally would try to do, and Troy, I'll ask you to lean in on this as well if you got any additional thoughts. Trying to get in a room one-on-one with this individual to actually talk them down and have a one-to-one interaction. And to the tune of either writing an email that's a short email, like is it impossible for us to sit down and actually see if we can work this out? Or I'm not sure the complete context. It's interesting how much of an effect handwritten letters have, and this is at any place in business, right? Real estate, I think, is probably the best at using it consistently, but when someone is looking at like a handwritten thing, you know that the effort went into it. You know that you're not BSing. You didn't have some assistant type your email, like you actually sat down and wrote this out. And again, keeping it short and sweet, no right fights, right? No justifications, all accusations, audits. And again, is it at this point, is it a complete impossibility for us to sit down and see if we can figure out how we got here? Right? And something to that effect. And then when you sit down with the person, and especially when it comes to racially charged things, and in this day and age, right, that's so sensitive. And I would probably lead with that, to a certain degree. Like you, based on how the world is spinning these days, you feel like you're probably climbing extra hurdles that are unnecessary. And then we have this issue with me where I seemingly make it worse for you. Right? And it's like, yeah, that's right. It is. The world is hard. And then you come along and you threw gasoline on a fire. As a way to kind of start that interaction with them. And so that's where I'd come from. Troy, what additional thoughts or process suggestions would you give for Jamie on this one?
Those were good comments, Brandon. Jamie, they want to be heard. You know it, and I know it. They want to be heard. Spend some time allowing them to vent, to get it off of their chest. And then one of the things that have always been taught to me was, if you come to me with the problem, come to me with the solution. It may not be the best, but at least it's a starting point. So when you're talking to them, you want to phrase your labels. It seems like you have a solution, may have a solution for how we can move forward. Things like that, now they're part of the team. Y'all are working together. You're hearing them, because the first thing they're going to say is you don't understand. You know, if it's a race thing, they're going to feel like no matter what you say, you don't understand. So get them to vent, get them to be part of the team, to come up with, help with the solution. May not be the best, but say, and you don't have to agree to it. You just say, hey, at least we're starting on the right foot. We're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's something else. Just one last thing I'll add to that. It just is piggybacking off of what Troy said, in that we don't understand, right? We're dealing with someone who's got something as volatile as some sort of a racial issue. What's interesting is, to Troy's point, a lot of times the understanding is really what it takes to solve it. And letting them know, no matter what I say, I'd imagine you feel like I don't understand. No matter what comes out of my mouth, I'd imagine it feels like I still don't get it, or I haven't got my mind wrapped around the situation completely. Sometimes that's all it takes. Like, yeah, that's right, you don't get it. Now I'm happy to go back to work, right? I'm happy to fall back in line.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, so making part of the accusations audit is a good way to drop it in too. But great question.